This is Truth of Life coming to you live on Real Power Network. You can also listen to this program on www.realpowerradio.com. In order to convey to mankind such knowledge which gives them a clear and intelligible conviction of the working of God in His justice and love, I have written the work In the Light of Truth, which leaves no gap, contains the answer to every question, and clearly shows to mankind how wonderful are the ways in creation that are held by many servants of His will. But God alone is holy. Words of Abrushin, author of the Grail Message. Good evening and welcome to Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on the work In the Light of Truth, the Grail Message. The Grail Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth given to mankind by the author Abrushin. It explains the will of God, which manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. This message does not bring a new religion and is intended as a torch to guide all serious seekers to the light and their longed for height, which is paradise. It is addressed to honest seekers only, for only such shall find. I am Dr. Tunde Agboola. A reading from the Grail Message is now brought to you. Author of the Grail Message says, and I quote, concluding the lecture, the Antichrist. It is precisely this human intellect, blunting all nobler intuition, that is one of the most insidious growths of Lucifer, which he was able to spread among mankind. All slaves of the intellect, however, are in truth Lucifer's servants, who are accomplices in the terrible collapse which must thus befall mankind. Since no one suspected that Antichrist locked beneath the intellect, he could extend his sinister influence all the more easily. Lucifer triumphed, for thereby he cut off mankind from any comprehending of all that lies outside the world of gross matter, from real life, from that place where contact is first made with the spiritual, which leads to the proximity of God. With this, he set his foot upon this earth as Lord of the earth and of the greater part of mankind. No wonder, then, that he could penetrate to the altars, and that representatives of earthly religions, also of the Christian churches, were bound to become his victims. For they too expect the Antichrist just before the predicted judgment. Until now, the great revelation in the Bible, like many other things, has never yet been understood in this respect. The revelation says that This Antichrist will raise his head before the judgment. But know that he will first appear then. If it is said therein that he raises his head, this clearly indicates that he must be here already, but not that he is yet to come. It means that he will have reached the zenith of his dominion just before the judgment. Listen to this warning call, you who are not yet spiritually deaf and blind. Take the trouble for once to think quite seriously about it yourselves. If you remain indolent in this respect, you give yourselves up as lost. If you lift the protecting cover from the lair of a poisonous snake that suddenly realizes it is exposed, it will naturally try to rear up and bite this ruthless hand. It is no different here. Finding himself exposed, the Antichrist will quickly protest through his servants. On being unmasked, he will make a great outcry and try in every possible way to maintain himself on the throne which mankind so willingly offered him. But he can do all this only through those who inwardly revere him. Therefore, now, keep a sharp watch on your surroundings when the conflict begins. By their very outcry, you will all the more surely recognize them, everyone who belongs to him. For, once again, as before, fear of a pure truth will make them side with its opponents. The Antichrist will again try desperately to retain his influence on earth. Observe his dubious methods in defense and attack, for he will once more make use only of slander and insinuations, since his followers are incapable of doing anything else. To stand before the truth and refute it is impossible. Thus, Lucifer's servants will also fight the messenger of God, just as they once fought the Son of God. Be on the alert where such an attempt is made, for thereby such people wish only to protect Lucifer in order to uphold his reign on earth. A center of darkness lurks there, even if the people habitually appear in bright earthly garments, even if they are servants of a church. Do not forget what happened when the Son of God was on earth, but reflect that still today, the same Antichrist, with a far greater human following, is striving to retain dominion over the earth, to escape destruction, and to go on obscuring the true will of God. Therefore, watch carefully for all the promised signs. Each individual must make his final decision, salvation or destruction. For this time, it is God's will that everything which again dares to oppose him shall be lost. Every act of negligence in this will rise up against you in judgment. The divine insignia will not appear above some church, nor will any priestly dignitary on earth bear the sign that he is the messenger of God. But only he who is inseparably linked with the signs, who therefore also carries them living and radiating with him, as once did the Son of God when he dwelt on this earth. They are the cross of truth, living and radiating within him, and the dove above him. They will become visible to all those who are blessed to see spiritual things. so that they may give testimony of it to all people on earth. For among all peoples, there will be those who this time will be permitted to see as the last grace of God. These sublime signs of the holy truth can never be simulated. Not even Lucifer, who must flee before them, can achieve this, much less a human being. Therefore, he who still seeks to set himself against these signs of God henceforth sets himself against God as an enemy of God. He shows thereby that he neither is nor ever was a servant of God, no matter what he has hitherto pretended to be on earth. Be on your guard, lest you also be found among such. End of quote. Just listen to a reading from the Grail Message. This is Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on a work in the light of truth, the Grail Message. Copies of the Grail Message are available on Grail Land, Iju Hills, Lagos, Grail Centers and Grail Information Centers nationwide, and also at major bookshops. Public lectures are also organized from time to time. You are cordially invited to public lectures. Date, Sunday, 23rd March 2014. Venue, Grail Center, 129B Akomojo Road, Kwara Bus Stop, Akomojo. Topic, who am I? What is my purpose? Time of lecture, 4 p.m. Also, on Sunday, 30th March 2014, a public lecture comes up, venue, Event Hall, First Floor, King's Plaza, at number 80 Adeniran Ogunsoya Street, Surulere, near ShopRite. Topic of lecture, the Grail Message leads you back to God and Jesus. Time of lecture, 4 p.m. At the lectures, you'll be free to ask any question about life and existence and creation in general. We now enter the interactive segment. For genuine seekers who may wish to interact with us, the telephone numbers to call are 0705-298-0298. Again, 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. Again, 0805-944-1123. And for your text messages, 0803-315-7493. Now, while waiting for your call, let's make some announcements of Grail Centers nationwide where genuine seekers can obtain copies of the Grail Message. In Abba, Grail Center, Kilometer 5, New Humahia Road, Umuocho, Ogbohir, Abba. In Akwa Ibom, in Eket, that is number 87, Atabong Road, Eket, in Akwa Ibom. in Anambra, Temple Close, Owelebo Layout, Onitsha, Enugu Expressway. In Bayelsa, Great Information Center, Tombia, Amasoma Road, by Ziak Hotel, Etegwe. In Cross River, Calabar, 77 Ibong Layout, Bikwa Town Road, Calabar. All right. Also in Edo State, Benin, Great Acres, Ego, Kilometer 10, Benin, Siluko Road, Benin. All right, Mr. Iyanu is calling from Abuja.
Yeah. Hello.
Good evening.
My question is, if you have Alpha and Omega, which means he knows from yesterday, from the beginning of the creation to the end of the creation.
Yes.
So he knows that the Lucifer, which he has created by himself, he knows that he will be able to, with the thoughts of Lucifer, he knows that God has created Lucifer and the thoughts. So if God really is Alpha and Omega, he could have seen that the thought that is going to create, you know, the thought that is creating on Lucifer, is going to end up destroying the God's own image and likeness, which is human being, and every beautiful thing that God has created. So definitely, God, if God is Alpha and Omega, he's not supposed to create Lucifer at the beginning, so that the world will be as beautiful as he has already created it. But for him to create Lucifer alone, God has already, destroyed most of the things that they have created through the Lucifer. And the world that we are living right now is because of the Lucifer that God has already created. So why did God create Lucifer? The Bible says God is Alpha and Omega, and he created Lucifer. Why is it so, sir?
All right. Now, you must understand the real principles and concepts here. Know that the Almighty, He Himself, He absolute alone is life, and He is light. But this light cannot but radiate. The radiation of the Almighty, the immediate radiation of the Almighty, brought into existence Lucifer and all the other beings in the divine kingdom. In the immediate vicinity of the Almighty, there is nothing that can take place there except to obey the will of God. Now, in the case of Lucifer, he was sent out into the material where human beings are living to help man with the development of his intellect, to help the spiritual in the matter so that it can grow and become strong. Due to the immense distance from his origin, while working in matter, a new volition came into Lucifer. He was supposed to tend the plants like a gardener, the plants that are given to him, to tend them, to support them, to help them to grow. But while working in matter, a volition came to him that how can this weak and very, very mild creatures come into the luminous kingdom? Okay, he's going to set a trap for them. Anyone who is able to overcome this, then is strong enough, he can go. Anyone who fails, is his volition that he should be destroyed in his weakness. But that is against the will of God. And in actual fact, Lucifer himself cannot force man. He knew the law. He can only tempt man. But when man decides to fall to that temptation, when man makes a decision in that respect, then he's bound to the consequences. All right, Mr. Oko is calling from Uromi. Hello, Mr. Oko.
Yes, Oko Edo is my name.
Yes, Oko Edo, all right.
Yes, I would like you to tell me more about Jesus. So, Jesus, what did your religion believe about Jesus?
All right, Jesus Christ is the Son of the Living God. is the inborn Son of God, while Emmanuel, or the Son of Man, or the Holy Spirit, is the outborn Son of God. And that is how you come about the Holy Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, as the love of God, came to the material world as an act of emergency to bring the living word of truth. But unfortunately, this humanity that will benefit from the word of truth, the vast majority did not want to hear the truth, and for which reason Jesus was murdered on the cross. Through the knowledge given to mankind in the great message, you can now know the true nature of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no scripture, no text on the face of the earth today that can tell you about Jesus more than what you can see in the great message. It is only in the great message you now know who Jesus Christ actually is. What was his mission? Why he came? The region where he came from? Every single statement made by Jesus Christ, you will find in the great message, and the correct interpretation. That is what the great message stands for. And the author of the great message says, "With my word, I lead you back to God and also Jesus, but in a more vital way, and not as people have trimmed it through their propensity for spiritual comfort." Okay, now we have some text messages here. "Considering multiple reincarnations, which of the bodies used does one take to paradise?" Well, the person who writes this does not yet understand the concept of reincarnation. At every time man is permitted to reincarnate, he takes a new physical cloak. And when he dies, that physical cloak he must shed and enter the beyond with this ethereal body. Because we don't take this physical cloak from this physical world. We obtain the physical body in this physical world, and when we die, we must leave it here. But it is in the activity we engage in that will determine the nature of our development, the nature of our spiritual development. When a man is striving to do that which is in accordance with the will of the Almighty Creator, then he becomes much more refined. His garment of the Spirit becomes more beautiful. And in his journey upwards to paradise, he must shed all the various cloaks he took on his way down into the material. And at full maturity of spirit, he enters the spiritual world as a spirit being with a light spiritual cloak enveloping him. He does not take anything material into the spiritual. Jesus said, what did Jesus Christ mean by "the kingdom of God is at hand"? Of course, Jesus Christ came on a mission of emergency. Prior to his coming, the entire material world was in danger of being enveloped completely by darkness. No human spirit could find his way out of the material and enter the spiritual. But for the sake of the few who are still longing to get to the light, who are still longing for the light, and who do not merit to perish with the vast majority who are no more seeking the light, for the sake of these few, Jesus Christ came. He came as a mighty shaft of light which cleaved the darkness enveloping the earth. And in bringing the word of truth, he was able to direct those souls who are yearning to become true human beings to find their way back home. Because before the advent of our Lord Jesus Christ coming, the judgment was so close, and yet the vast majority of mankind were not prepared. If judgment were to come, no single human spirit will pass. But for the sake of the few, the word of truth was brought to mankind. And that is why Jesus Christ said, "The kingdom of God is at hand." When the judgment comes, and those who are able to surmount the judgment, then the millennium, which is a period of 1,000 years of peace, will be instituted for those who surpass, who surmount the judgment, who are able to pass through the judgment. All right, we have another caller here. Anthony is calling from Igondo.
Hello?
Hello, Anthony.
Yeah, I say, when God created the universe, both animals, bird and everything, he didn't care get of creating them. But when God created man, the man get of creating man be wife.
All right. Now, human being, man is the only creature in the entire creation that has so devastated that place that has been given to him for his development out of the love of the Almighty Creator. But man is not supposed to behave the way he's behaving now. But again, you must also remember that it is not the man, human beings, that I refer to when he said that God created man in his own image. It is not the human being. Those that were created in the image of the Almighty are the primordial beings. And these live in the primordial spiritual region, which is close to the divine kingdom of the Almighty. They are the perfect ones. But when a man or human being lives in accordance with the laws of God, then he will become mature in spirit and be a reflection or a copy of those images of the Almighty. So it is man alone that has gone astray of all the creatures. But for those who are yearning to find their way back home, this new message has come, which is called the Grail Message. Somebody sent in a text. Is the Muslim paradise same as Christian paradise? In paradise, there is no religion. There is no section that is for Muslim or Christian. No. In paradise, only those who are matured in spirit are able to enter paradise. And what will make a man to be mature in spirit? To understand the laws of God and to live accordingly. And the laws of the Almighty does not discriminate to say whether this one is a follower of this particular religion or that religion. Remember, the religions themselves, all the forerunners who brought the teachings or the word of truth, did not come purposely to create religion. They are our only teachers, teaching man various aspects of the laws of the Almighty. The mistake human beings have made is to turn these teachings into religion. And with that, it is as if man is just standing outside, looking in into a shrine, whereas he's supposed to interweave these teachings into his daily life. That is what is meant, not religion. All right, Mike is calling from Port Harcourt. Hello, Mike. Sorry, the line went dead. For those who may still call, the telephone numbers 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. When it is said that Before God, all men are equal. Now, the equality refers to the fact that all those who are able to find their way to paradise are of the same spiritual maturity, irrespective of what might have been their previous existence. All right, Mike back from Port Harcourt. Hello, Mike.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Are there other students apart from independent students apart from God and Satan?
Are there other spirits?
Independent spirits apart from God and Satan that make things happen to man.
All right. Now, the Almighty Creator is not spirit. That is the knowledge you now gain when you examine the great message. God is not spirit, but God is God. It is His will that is spirit, called the Holy Spirit. And it is not that you see God everywhere. No. It is not the Almighty Creator that we see everywhere. But what we see everywhere is His will everywhere. It's the will of God that manifests everywhere. But the Almighty Creator Himself lives in the divine kingdom, which lies above the entire creation. And there are innumerable creatures in this creation. Human beings are of spiritual nature. And we are the last of the species of those spiritual beings created by the Almighty. So the creation itself is so vast. It is high time man learns to know this creation, where he is a part of it, but where he does not want to know anything about it and puts himself aside from the entire creation. Whereas creation does not consider him to be anything but part of creation. So learn to recognize these facts. Examine the Grail message. So back to that quotation that before God, all men are equal. That place that is described as before God is actually the paradise or the divine or the spiritual kingdom. Anyone who is able to return to the spiritual kingdom where we left a long time ago, he will have redeemed whatever it is he has done wrong. And so he will have passed through the mills of the laws of the Almighty. The laws of reciprocal action, he must have paid back all he owed and redeemed all that he has done wrong. Then he is as pure as the next human spirit who also finds his way back to paradise. So it is in that respect that statement is made. Before God, all men are equal. But it is not the same thing in the material here on earth, or in the material world generally, due to the fact that we are given a free will to make a decision, and we do not always use this free will in the same way. So we are not equal in the material. But in the spiritual, anyone who finds his way back to enter paradise is equal like the other person who has equally found his way back. So that is how it is. So, and there too is not religion, but it is the knowledge of the truth, which alone can lead man back home. All right, John is calling from Benin. Hello, John.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. You are on.
Today that surprised me for churches. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Okay. So some churches now, some men travel, some women dress in a way I don't understand. So I don't even know what to see or what to do concerning those churches, because as I am now, I don't go to church because of those things. So I just really want somebody to put me through and know what to do.
All right, now, the role of woman is different from the role of a man. That's why they were not created the same sex. Man is different from woman. And it is wrong for woman to emulate man in his dressing and in his profession. Each has his own task assigned to him or her by the Creator. Woman is more delicate. Woman is actually the one that lives closer to the nature or that can easily sense the will of the Almighty because of the way she has been created. Woman has a delicate intuitive faculty. The power of the Almighty flowing from above first of all seizes the woman. It is she who takes this power and then passes it on to man and our environment. So woman is psychically stronger than man. It is for that reason that she is supposed to act in the way that she has been created and not to emulate man and want to be like man. Lucifer knew this. That was why he approached woman. He knew that if woman falls, man must fall. But when a woman tries to be like man, then she is not doing the assignment given to her by the Almighty Creator. We'll continue about that. Bola is calling from Abuja. Hello, Bola.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, I have heard a lot about Bermuda Triangle. Sir, where is Bermuda Triangle located? And sir, and again, what is Bermuda Triangle? What is the spiritual effect on the mankind? Because I used to hear that if anybody travels around that side, especially maybe a plane comes down, if it's a ship, it sinks there. So what is this? Where is it located? And what is the spiritual effect?
Well, that's geography. Go and check your geography book. You'll find where the Bermuda Triangle is. And there is no special thing about it. It's only a reflection of what people notice. But there is nothing special about it. Because here in the material world, it's not that the physical world has a link somehow, or there's a hole somewhere where this physical world links to other. No, it's not like that. Now, Sage is calling from Benin. Hello, Sage. Yeah, go on.
You said that Lucifer has been existing before human was created.
Yes.
So how come God not drove the Lucifer to us to come and connect us here?
All right. Lucifer was an archangel in the divine kingdom. Remember, the divine kingdom is not part of creation. The divine kingdom, where the Almighty has been in existence from eternity to eternity. It was only when the Almighty wanted to bring about creation, when he now said, "Let there be light," that was the beginning of creation. Now, as creation came into being, and human beings were also created, a time came when it was necessary to send a helper to man developing in the material world. Material world is the very end of the entire creation. It's the lowest, the densest, and the uttermost of all the rings of the entire creation. The farthest from the light. It was necessary to send a helper. And Lucifer was sent to help man in his development. But Lucifer changed. While doing this assignment, He deviated from the will of God, which is love, which encompasses the love for the creatures. So he set up snares instead of helping the human spirit. And that was why he fell. That was why he failed. But he himself knew the law, and he cannot force man to do his bidding. Lucifer knew the law. He can only tempt man, because man, as a spiritual creature, has a free will, that is, the ability to make a choice. But when a man has made a choice, a free will, he is bound to the consequences. And so Lucifer cannot force man. He wanted to create a situation whereby he put obstacles before man. Anyone who is able to overcome that obstacle because he's strong, yes, he can go. But the one who is weak, he should be destroyed. And that is against the love of the Almighty. That was why he fell. But again, in the material where man is developing, man even has a stronger standing in this material world than Lucifer himself. The origin of Lucifer is in the divine kingdom. But man has been designed to live in a material world for his development. So man has his stronger standing in the material. But it is man actually that gave power, or gave Lucifer such an opportunity to be such things he is today. But you can never force anyone. Okay, success is calling from Ajangbadi. Please lower the volume of your radio set. Success.
Hello.
Yes, you are on.
Okay, my question is this. I want to know that what has been thrown down before the creation of man, or was it after the creation
of man? Please lower the volume of your radio set. Lower the volume. You can hear us. Yes. Okay.
Lucifer, yes? Had been thrown down before the creation of man, or was it after the creation of man that he was thrown down from heaven?
All right. His fall came after man has been created, and man was already developing in the material world. He was sent out to help man in his development. But when he started to go against the will of the Almighty, through this, he himself was the one who cut himself off from the light. And that was why he fell. In other words, you know, as a divine being, when his volition is tilting away from the straight path of the will of the Almighty, there will be a clash of the radiations. And so this clash was what brought about a separation of Lucifer from the light. And he started to sink. And decided to become heavier and denser, until he now became the strongest spirit standing below the material world. But Lucifer, as I said before, can only tempt man. He can only bring about temptation. But man must make a decision to fall to that temptation. It is in that decision that man made, therein lies the responsibility of man. Because whatsoever a man soweth, whether in his thoughts, words, and deeds, and every decision, that shall he also reap many times over. All right, another caller is here. Stanley is calling from Songo. Good evening.
My name is Daniel Honorable. I am calling from Tanzania.
Okay.
Doctor, please, as a church or when we are in lower classes, we better also understand that we have nine planets in this world, which is opposed to one of them. Then I want to know, as we used to say in your single question or topic, does this very earth we undergo total disintegration one day, maybe sometime to come. I want to know whether the remaining eight planets of the world, Mars and so, whether they will equally undergo the same disintegration. Then secondly, I want to know whether we are having the type of planet we have in this very earth, the other remaining eight planets of the world.
All right. Okay, now the material world has a peculiarity. It is transient. The material world comprises both the gross material world, of which this our earth, and the planets and all the things you can see with our physical eyes, and also the ethereal world, which you cannot see with our physical eyes. So the material world, as a rule, undergoes a process of coming into existence, growing, maturing, bringing about the fruit, becoming overripe, and decaying, in order to start yet another cycle of germinating, growing, blossoming, bringing out the fruit, becoming overripe, and decay. That is the cycle of development for all that is material. And every material substance, whether of gross material or ethereal, must undergo this process. When the particular material globe or the celestial globe reaches a point in a cycle, because the all revolves in a cycle, apart from the fact that every celestial globe revolves around the sun, its sun in the solar system. The solar system and all the galaxies themselves, they revolve around a gigantic center. When they finish this cycle, then each particular celestial globe must undergo disintegration, whether it concerns the Earth and the other planets or wherever the celestial body is in the entire material world. So that is how it is. Hello, Etuk is calling from Calabar. Hello, Etuk. Hello, Etuk, are you there?
I am there, sir.
Please go on with your question.
So what I like to know, because I am still a member of Christ.
Right.
I like to know, because all about I walk all the churches around, I could not get the actual time of his coming. And the sign that will give us the inspiration about his coming, I don't know. So I like to know so that I'll guide it well, and I will not miss the kingdom of God. Thank you.
All right. Now, we must not be like the foolish virgins. You know, there were 10 of the virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The foolish virgins were the ones who did not have enough oil in their lamp, and they missed the coming of the bridegroom. Jesus Christ himself has already told us that we should not expect him, that he will send a comforter. He said, "How be it, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you unto all truth. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sins and of righteousness, and bring the judgment. I, however, go to the Father, and shall henceforth not see me. I came forth from the Father, am coming to the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father." So he has already told us what to expect. The Comforter, the Spirit of truth. He gave us in so many parables the bridegroom, and he told us how to recognize him. He said he will remind you of all I have taught you. He will reprove the world of sins and of righteousness, and he will bring the judgment. So if you want to be like the wise virgins, those who have enough oil in their lamp, then be wise and listen, so that you can recognize the word of truth that is reaching you. Okay, we have some text messages here. All right, okay, let's take this call. It's not ready. What is the meaning of 666? Well, the number 666, through the knowledge given to mankind, the great message, and also the German language, the mystery concerning 666 is solved. And that is, it means the sin. And the 666 is also the number of a man. And the man, of course, is the author of the revelation, who is John the Baptist. And the author of that revelation is John the Baptist, whose number, according to the law of numbers, is 666. So that is the mystery behind the number 666. The sin means the sin of the original sin man committed by overdeveloping his intellect at the expense of his spiritual development, which make man to cut himself off from his spiritual own paradise and became earthbound. That is the mystery behind 666. All right, our last caller. Hello.
Hello.
Collins from Cost Pesta. Yes, go on.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening. Please be quick.
Okay. I want to know, I'm so surprised. We are 17 children, but I was very small, 13 years. We talked to me that very day, and they gave me a message to go to the front. And I went to bring the money, the book, it was a treasure, and they counted the money, how much he told me was the same amount.
Please, call this short quickly. All right, listen to the radio for the response. Yes, you can dream, and dreams are not just nothing. They are also experiences of the spirit. And the departed can communicate with man here on earth through dreams. All right, we are gradually coming to the end of today's transmission. Let's remind us of public lectures coming up on Sunday, 23rd of March, 2014. Venue, Grace Center, 129B, Akomojo, Rukwara Bus Stop, Akomojo. Topic, who am I? What is my purpose? Time of lecture, 4 p.m. Also on Sunday, 30th of March, 2014, venue, Event Hall, first floor, King's Plaza, 80 Adeniran Ogunsanya Street, Surulere, near ShopRite. Topic, the great message leads you back to God and Jesus. Time of lecture, 4 p.m. At the lectures, you'll be free to ask any question about life and existence and creation in general. Now, for those who may still wish to interact with us after today's program, the telephone numbers to call are 0705-298-0298 or 0803-315-7493. With my words, I lead to God and also to Jesus. However, in a more vital way than has been known in the past, and not as people have trimmed it through their propensity for spiritual comfort. Words of Abrushin, author of the Great Mercy. And so until we meet next Sunday, I am Dr. Tunde Agbola, wishing you good evening.